Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach LaLisa J. Williams.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome, welcome, welcome. Well, we are excited about being here today on All About Entrepreneurs, and we're so glad that you were able to tune in. We have an exciting topic for you. I want to introduce my co-host for Tuesday mornings, Professor Terry Benjamin. Good morning, Terry. How are you?
Good morning, Coach. How are you?
I'm doing well. I am doing well. You know, our hearts are heavy and saddened. What's happened in Boston, but our hearts are...
Yes, it's really a sad, it's a tragedy, but again, it just shows us that we have to be forever vigilant. You know, we have to understand that we're at war. You know, there are people who, are attacking us, so we really have to be vigilant. We really have to be aware of our surroundings, and we have to be aware and look out for each other. And that's what it comes down to. It's the time that we live in right now.
Well, I hope that this show, All About Entrepreneurs, is doing its part in letting people know that we need to be on point and that we need to use all of our talents, gifts, tools, and abilities, and use every resource to strengthen people, to build people up, to turn people around from a way that they may go that may not be the right way. So we just thank God for another day and pray for those families and those people. And it's just unbelievable, you know. So, but that's why I know whenever we can, we meet anybody that's in the military, or if it's, I don't care if you were in there 30 years ago and you come into my presence, and I just have to say, you know, thank you for your service. And I think we should say that to our fire people, our police officers. I mean, sometimes we take their jobs for granted, but
yes,
at the end of the day, they're our security for the most part.
Yeah, and again, like I agree with you, we definitely need to thank those people, because they were saying even before the second bomb went off, there were people rushing to those who have been injured. And again, that selfless attitude is really good, because I think, again, we prove over and over again in this country, whether it be a natural disaster or man-made a situation, we are here to help each other. We are here to be for each other. There are people who risk their lives to aid others before the second bomb went off. So begin to show that we don't run away from our responsibility to each other. We embrace that. We move toward that because the finalities, we know that we're all here together. And I think that's what really makes the American people unstoppable. You know, we are here for each other, and we'll do whatever we can to help another person. And again, it's tragedy, but you know, it's hope, and the hope is that we're going to take care of ourselves.
Mm. And that's what a lot of people, you know, want to hear. They need to hear. They need hope. And when something like this happens, you know, those people, that's when the coach Lalisa's and the Professor Terry's, you know, we really ought to be going to these places, offering these people hope. I thought about when we had the Connecticut shootings in place. You know, that's when they need motivational speakers and teachers, and yeah, you need your preachers and your pastors and what have you too, but they need somebody that's going to give them that strong motivation and hope to get up and keep going. So I just pray that, you know, God sends the right people there, and then that the ones who are there, that they raise up and recognize the great opportunity to go and empower someone, you know, and to motivate them and encourage them to rebuild. But anyway, so yeah, I just wanted to get that out. God bless. But I know you have prepared a subject for us to talk about today, which, you know, goes right along with what we're talking about, really, because, you know, to be able to just jump up and fly somewhere that's miles and miles away, need finances to do that. You know, it's not like back in the day where things happened very slowly. If you'd start out walking, you still make it there in time.
Yes.
So, yes, go ahead, take it away, Professor Terry, and tell us what you're talking about today and give us our lesson on this Tuesday on the book-by-book success. I think we're still with that, but we've mixed it with, Sexy at 60. We know that's your main project.
Yes. And again, because, you know, it's so funny. I think, again, it just shows, again, that we can never, ever give up. I mean, I think one of the keys to success is really sticking to it. You know, to be in a situation where, you know, no matter what happens, you're going to continue to live. And thinking about the situation in Boston and the people who were there, and really the people from all over the world, you know, participating in the Boston Marathon. And again, they were there, and they really ran to each other's aid. And again, we live in some very, very tough times, very difficult times. And the book today is entitled "Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks: 7 Secrets for Going Up and Down Times." And this is from one of my favorite authors, a gentleman named Willie Jolly. And he is a motivational, I like to call him a motivational teacher rather than a motivational speaker. He is that, but he's more than that. He is a person who is really, and really is interesting, Lisa, the more I study these self-help books, and I get to the point where it's no escape. You have to understand that all this self-help information, all this self-help material, all this self-help philosophy is really, the root of it is the Bible. There's no getting around it. I mean, all these things, all these speakers have been influenced by the Bible, whether they admit it or not. There is age-old lessons that we need to learn, and we need to learn again and again and again. And this book here turns setbacks into greenbacks, 7 Secrets for Going Up and Down Times by Mr. Willie Jolly. There's a book, I think I'm reading this book for maybe the third or fourth time. And what it goes to show me and others who listen to the program is that these books are not to be read just once or twice, maybe three or four times, because, again, you have to get these messages into your spirit and to your soul. So when you go out in the world, that you radiate this kind of stuff. Gandhi once said that, you know, we should be the change we want to see in the world. We want people to be upbeat. We want people to be positive. We want people to be motivational. We have to be that kind of person. And when people come around us, this is what they get. This is what they see. And so I love here what Willie Jolly says in the conclusion of the book. And sometimes I've gotten to the habit, for some reason, sometimes I will read a book from the end to the beginning. I will start at the last chapter, conclusion, and read backwards. Now, I guess the reason I do that because I want to get to the essence of this person's message. And the essence of this book, the message that he is trying to convey is simply this, and it's stated in the conclusion. It says here, in life, there will be setbacks, downturns, and challenges. Not maybe, not might, but definite setbacks and problems. Yet, it is important to remember that this is not personal and that is not permanent. This too shall pass. And so we're all going to face challenges. We're all going to face setbacks and changes. But, you know, it's not so much of what happens to you, it's how you deal with it. I think attitude is so important. He even has a book on attitude. He has a book out called An Attitude of Excellence. And again, it just shows that he is a person who continues to grow, you know, to grow and to learn. And he's now working on his doctorate in theology. He is a person who is steeped in the Word. He's steeped in ministry. You know, he's a person who is here to really help us understand that we really move through this life by faith. And he says here, also in the conclusion, he says here, whatever you do, hold on to your dreams. This is not the time to give up and throw in the towel. This is not the time to quit. Tough times do not last, but tough people do. You must not just go through these tough times. You must grow through these tough times. And I like that. I like that when he says that, you know, we not go through these tough times, but to grow through these tough times. There's a thing that really we have to deal with. And I like it that he gives us seven things to consider, to meditate upon. And I'm not going to discuss all these things, but I just want to list the seven things. Then I want to touch on different things that I think that may be important. But in the fall now, I really, really, really encourage our listeners to go out and get this book, Turn Back into Greenback, Seven Secrets for Growing Up and Down Times by Willie Jolly. It's a book that you would definitely want to read more than once because we need to get these messages into our spirit. And again, the seven secrets for going up and down times is, number one, make up your mind. Get pressed, but do not panic. Number two, willingly participate or commiserate. Don't willingly participate or commiserate. Number three, don't let your pride poison your prosperity. Number four, don't stop thinking and dreaming about the power and possibilities of tomorrow. Number five, be proactive. Number six, be creative. And number seven, be prayerful. Now, all these things are important, but I think I like to concentrate on five, six, and seven. Five, be proactive. Six, be creative. And seven, be prayerful. Because I think these are the three things that really will help us. In many, many ways, it will help us come through these very difficult times. A lot of times, we think that we always have to deal with things as they happen to us. But Mr. Jolly is saying that it's not about that. It's really about being proactive. And the proactive means that you act before things happen. Many people are waiting for their ship to come in. But Willie Jolly says we need to swim out to our ship. I mean, don't wait for it to come to you. You have to go out to it. And I like what he says here on page 98. He says here, being proactive is the opposite of being reactive, which means to wait for some outside stimulus to appear in order for things to change. Reactive people have a mindset that this is just the way things are. We cannot do anything to change them. Proactive people do not wait for things to happen. They make things happen. To turn your economic setbacks into greenbacks, it is necessary that you be proactive. So again, winners make things happen. Losers just let things happen. And so we have to understand that we have to be involved in our success. We have to be active in our success. We have to be active in our happiness, not for ourselves, just for ourselves, but for our family. We have to be winners, and we have to be winners, and it has to be something that we do every single day. That's why I encourage you to read these books, to learn from these books, and to be the type of person that is always looking for opportunities, always looking for a chance to help not just ourselves, but to help other people. But that means that we have to be proactive. That means that we have to really look for things that can help us. That's step number 5 in the 7 secrets and 7 steps to going up and down time. Step number 6 is be creative. You know, and I like to say with this particular chapter, think and act. And he says here, the next step to turning setbacks into greenbacks is to be creative. Think of new ideas and then act on those new ideas. I want to make sure you don't miss the key words in the preceding sentence. Think and act. To turn your situation around, you must think and then act. To be creative, take the commitment to thoughtful action. You need to think about new ideas and new perspectives and then develop a plan to make those thoughts into realities. I've heard the saying for years that when you need more money, it's not really a money problem, but rather an idea problem. You must work on being more creative and turning your setbacks into greenbacks. So again, be creative. Don't be afraid to let your mind just go as far as you possibly can. I mean, get ridiculous with your imagination. You know, dream big, okay, and then dream bigger. Because the bigger you dream, the more you'll have the things that you really need in life. You know, it's been said that if you can do your dream by yourself, then your dream is not big enough. It has to be so big that it takes a million people to make your dream come true. So again, you have to be creative. You have to be proactive. And the thing is about creativity, and it says here, to turn your setbacks into greenbacks, it is critical that you take time to think. You must make it a planned part of your daily routine to simply take time for creative thought. And it goes back to some of the classic self-help literature, and he talks about Think and Grow Rich, and he talks about the Stranger's Secret. And he says here on page 134, he said Earl Nightingale is a person that we should all know. Earl Nightingale made a recording based on Think and Grow Rich called The Stranger's Secret, which became one of the best-selling and self-help recordings of all time. It was recorded in the 1950s, but it continues to be a top seller in the self-help industry today. And this recording, Nightingale stated that most people were not successful in life due to the fact that they simply don't think. Those who want to think differently are those who have the greatest success. We keep talking about thinking outside the box. Well, yeah, we need to do that, because if we don't, we'll be doing the same thing that we've always done and getting the same results that we always get. Les Brown likes to say, if you keep on doing what you're doing, you're going to keep on getting what you're getting. And we want something different. And Willie Jolly goes on to say that, I believe we are living in a time when we can do some incredible things, and we are willing to have some imagination. Now is the time to change our thinking and change our finances and our futures. Now is the time to shake up the world. So go get busy, shake up the world. And so again, he's encouraging us to shake things up, to make things different, and to make things the best that it can possibly be. And he says here at the end of the chapter on being creative, he says here, many years have gone by since that man spoke these words into my life and encouraged me, and a lot has happened. He talks about a man that he met on a plane, who's an older man, who told him, well, he asked Willie a question. He asked Willie, how old do you think I am? And Willie said, I guess about 60. The man said, no, I'm 88 years old. I'm 88 years old, and I believe that the best is yet to come. And a lot of Willie Jolly's success is based on that encounter. And he goes on to say that I've had success as a speaker, success as an author, and success with radio and television. Yet I believe that it is just the tip of the iceberg of what is possible. I truly believe the best is yet to come, and I believe that your best is yet to come. The question is, do you believe it? And so he's speaking directly to the reader. And the last point that I want to go over here, he talks about the 7th step is to be prayerful. He says here, the last step should be the first step, because it is actually the most important step, and that is to be prayerful. I have found that prayer changes things and gives you hope. Okay, prayer. And he talks about the three F's of success. And those are faith, focus, and follow through. He says here, you must have faith in that you're going to live your dreams and achieve big goals. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. In other words, faith involves the stuff that comes from having hope and believing that your thoughts and dreams can come true. It is walking and moving forward with the confidence of positive expectation. Faith to expect good things to come from your actions and to see things in your mind that are not yet a reality as possible. What I like to say is that sometimes, you know, you have to see it in your mind before you can see it in reality. Because when you see it in your mind, you can sort of put it together, and then it becomes reality. So again, he says here, faith, focus, and follow through. He says here, focus. Success is not about hocus pocus, but rather about focus. You must focus on your dreams and goals and not be distracted by all the noise and static that is constantly trying to take us off course and off target. That is why I have been shouting over and over again about the importance of goals and why you must take time to think about them, write them down, and read them regularly. Next is follow through, which is a step that involves actually going through the business development process. I said you must go through the process because it is part of the circle of life, that you have a beginning, a middle, and the ending of all things. So it is faith, focus, and follow through. And it says here, as you do the three F's for financial success, I want you to add the three P's, okay? And the three P's are prosperity, which are pray, plan, and pursue. First, you should be humble enough to take time to pray, because prayer changes things. Prayer leads to hope, and you need hope to succeed, especially in challenging times. So again, pray, plan, and pursue. And he says here, plan your work and work your plan. If you want to create wealth, it is critical that you plan. Your plan can be fluid and flexible, but you need to have a business plan and an action plan. You must pursue to go with it with all your might. Most people are waiting for their ships to come in, but the wise ones are swimming out to their ships. I will say this over and over and over again. First, you must pray. Then you must get up and go to work. When you get red hot on your goal and pursue it, I believe you will find the things that will start to happen to you that you could not imagine. If you want wealth in your life, you need to make the commitment to pursue, pray, and then move on your feet. And again, it brings us back to this whole thing that we were saying before. Again, in life, there'll be setbacks, downturns, and challenges. Not maybe, not might, but definite setbacks and problems. That it is important to remember that it's not personal and not permanent. This too shall pass. Whatever you do, hold on to your dreams. There's not the time to give up and throw in the towel. It is not the time to quit. Tough times do not last, but tough people do. You must not just go through these tough times. You must grow through these tough times. And so this is from Willie Jolly's book, an absolute masterpiece, a classic self-help book, simply entitled Turn Setbacks into Greenbacks, 7 Secrets for Going Up in Down Times. Turn setbacks into greenbacks. 7 secrets for going up in down time. And again, these 7 secrets are very simply: 1, make up your mind. Get pressed, but do not panic. 2, don't willingly participate or commiserate. 3, don't let your pride poison your prosperity. 4, don't stop thinking and dreaming about the possibilities of tomorrow. 5, be proactive. 6, be creative. And 7, be prayerful. And again, Mr. Jolly said that prayer maybe should be the number one thing, because we know all the good things that we have on this earth is due to our Father God, and without him, we would not have the mind or the faculties to dream and to bring our dreams into reality. And so this book, as in all the books in the Book by Book Success Project, are designed to help you become the entrepreneur that you know that you can be. And so I hope that you buy the book, read the book, and more so than that, apply the book to your life. And so this is something that we share with you. every Tuesday, and we hope that you get the benefit, the full benefit of this particular program by actually learning these principles, and again, and taking another step further, also share these principles. I find for myself, if I want to learn something, I have a conversation with somebody, and that helps me to see what I'm talking about and also to see if they're learning and they're getting my point. So again, Lisa, I want to thank you for the opportunity, and I really want to encourage those who know that we're going through some tough times, but you know what? It proves that we are tough people.
Awesome. I was on mute there, but awesome, awesome, awesome. A powerful, powerful book, from setbacks to greenbacks, how to go from down to up, be encouraged. God has told us to be encouraged. If anyone has a quick comment or question you would like to ask or make to Professor Terry Benjamin, who is here each and every Tuesday morning, you can come and hear him any Tuesday morning. You can ask him questions. He is stellar professor. He has been in the education system at the college level for close to 30 years, but he's still very young. 30 plus. He's only about 32, so.
You know it.
He knows.
I started as a child.
Started as a baby. He knows anything and everything about college and education. He is absolutely an English professor, English specialist. He literature, English, writing, that's his skill. That's what God gave him. You can connect with him on Facebook. He's very helpful. Anything that you want to do as it relates to writing and publishing, he can help you with that as well. He is definitely one of the persons that inspired me to write my book. When I was working with him on a magazine, he allowed me to work with him on a magazine that he was had put together back in the early 90s.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Opportunities like that, when they come your way, you know, they just make you stronger and they give you an opportunity to do things that you've never done before. And just like Les Brown and others have said, if you want something you never had, you got to do something you've never done.
Oh, man, that's so true.
Because of that, I've been able. Well, I came up with that one, but it's a tweak on something.
I love it, though. I love it.
Yeah, because the thing was, that's what he showed me. But I've done those things, and so the magazine. So I know he's. Oh my God, this man. And then books. He's a publisher. He publishes. He's a ghostwriter. Oh my God, you want to write a book and you don't know how? This is the man to contact. He will get your book written. And I have about 10 books that I want him to write for me one day.
and it's already done, you know. It's
He's already done. Yeah, he wrote a book for me. We never published it, but I still have it upstairs. And I was like saying, I remember when he wrote it, it was from my other radio show, Power of Truth Radio Show. And he took about 10 powerful interviews that I had. He translated this thing and put it in a book. And I remember thinking, how did he do this?
Yeah, I remember. And it's so funny because, you know, that book, you know, I have a copy of that myself. And, you know, right now, it's a long time ago, that book is old. But I would like to go back to those people that we interviewed and get an update because, you know, I know they're still doing what they're doing. And, you know, I know that they, as a matter of fact, Dennis Kimbrough is one of the people in that particular book, and now he's just going on to become, you know, like awesome. You know?
Yeah.
So we need to revisit Mr. Kimbrough.
We got to take a look at that sooner or later. And so we just welcome you to the show. I welcome our callers. I see you're calling from, we're going to be reaching out to people, letting them know to tune in. Some people may have forgotten, and I would just like to acknowledge my sister, Hope, who is an entrepreneur to the utmost down there in Cincinnati, Ohio. She has a dry cleaners, 8876 Colerain Avenue. For those who have family and friends in the Cincinnati, Ohio area or region, she's the best dry cleaner on this planet. And I'm not
right. I love that.
I'm not saying that. My sister, you ask any of her customers, any one of them, the only customers that she doesn't have in Cincinnati are those that live too far away, or those that are very loyal to people that was with someone before she got into business. She's going on her seventh year.
Oh, that's so great. That is great.
Yeah, she's a truly an entrepreneur, but welcome to the other entrepreneurs, and we're going to be having more shout-outs and marketing for entrepreneurs, helping them, because you know what? We got to help each other, and it's all about entrepreneurs, because anything we do in our communities can have an entrepreneurial effect. And when we're trying to build up, we're trying to help, we're developing. So we welcome and thank you for tuning in. Maybe next time we'll have some, you know, more time for you for questions. Thanks for coming to the show, Terry. Thank you for the topic.
Thank you.
We'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, 7 a.m. All week long, we're here at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tell someone about the show. We hope you have a blessed day today. Appreciate everything you have, every single thing you have. It may not be what you want, but at least it's something. It's better than nothing. So appreciate your people in your life. Appreciate, you know, as when we keep seeing these senseless murders, we can't help but to love on everybody that we know. They're still here. If they're still here, it's time to love. That's where we're at today.
Well, again, I thank you. I thank you so much.
Thank you. Have an awesome day, and to see you tomorrow. And go out and make it happen for yourself and others. And don't forget, you got to keep on keeping on, because in reality, there is no stopping you now.
That's
you
great.
Are on the move. And this,
you know,
has
tough times, and then we are tough people.
That's right. That's right. Don't make us. That's right. It makes us only tougher. Is you're on the move.
That's right. There's no stopping you now. Well, thank you for tuning in to another segment of All About Entrepreneurs. Don't forget, stop by our website, www.blogtalkradio.com/allaboutentrepreneurs. And visit us on the web at www.release-your-power.com. Like our friend page on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter at twitterandfacebook.com/CoachLalisa. If you would like to get in touch with one of the entrepreneurs or one of the guests that you've heard on this show, please send us a request on Facebook or on Twitter or right here on Blog Talk Radio. Well, if you're not an entrepreneur yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. Go out and make it happen. Again, we'll see you tomorrow, same time, same place, for another exciting episode of All About Entrepreneurs. Stay tuned for our conferences, our seminars, and our webinars, where you can get further trained as you develop just what you are and just what you want to do. Again, this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.